roll out of the shadows and find that eventually. There we are, where we are, and what we are is still family.
Continuing our discussion now, the aftermath of the Fort Hood shootings in our family segment today, we want to focus on military families. How do you find the ability to say we are family in a family where parents are continually deployed to Iraq and Afghanistan, as is the case in military families? And we talked a lot about on Friday about how the shootings at Fort Hood really took away from the people of that military base the sense of safety. There's a sense of safety that now needs to be restored inside that base, inside the gates of that base. But there's also a sense of safety inside each family that needs to be restored, not just in the aftermath of Fort Hood, but also almost every single day military families face this idea of where is safety in our family. So to talk about that, we have Angela Huebner, excuse me, Associate Professor of Marriage and Family Therapy Program at Virginia Tech. She spoke with us also last Friday. Good morning, Angela.
Good morning.
Lucien Bouc is a retired Army specialist who was also a part of the deployment and mobilization program at Fort Polk's Family Readiness Center. Lucien, good morning.
Good morning.
And Lisa Belkin, of course, writes the family and parenting blog Motherload for the New York Times. Good morning to you, too, Lisa.
Good morning, John. Good morning, everyone.
So, Lucien Bouc, let me begin with this question. How do families maintain the center of safety within the borders of the family when there are so many vulnerabilities, including an event like this at Fort Hood?
Well, we just kind of go off the training that we've received. You know, even family members have training that is available to them. And we just base ourselves on our faith, and we just try to hold on.
Now, is that I don't want to characterize too much, but is that a desperate kind of white-knuckled process, or do you have a lot of support around you?
Oh, no. The Army community is great. We have so many resources available to us, and it's all free of charge to all of the Army family. There's no reason why anyone cannot get the assistance that they need.
Angela Huebner, do you believe that the resources are available in quantities appropriate to the scale of the problem for military families?
I think they definitely are. I think the military has done a great job in trying to address that issue. The problem seems to be that the gap between what's available and what's actually used, and sometimes those are very different things.
I see. And how did that manifest itself quickly?
Well, so there are a vast number of really great services around, but not every family member will access those. Not every service member will choose to use those, either because they don't think they need them, they don't recognize they need them, or they think that that's not a good thing to do.
And for military families, the problem for children is special in the sense that, they don't have maybe the autonomy to go and seek those services. Lisa Belkin, what are the difficulties in assessing the stress level of kids in military families and in civilian families, for that matter?
Well, it's interesting. The studies that have been done show that kids are just more stressed. All kids are more stressed now. The American Psychological Association actually came out with numbers last week that said a third of them report being more stressed than they were a year ago. And those are all kids. One can only imagine the cohort that's sending parents off to Iraq and Afghanistan. And really interesting is that the parents did not have the same sense in these studies that you ask the kids, what are you worrying about and how worried are you? And in large percentages, they are worried. And you ask the parents, and the parents say far lower percentages think that their kids are stressed out. So there's the first hurdle, is just figuring out what's going on in your kid's head.
Well, Lisa, number one, how do you know when your child is under stress? And when you're family is under stress, whether it's in the military because of a deployment or even in a civilian family, if you're unemployed or some of the stresses that people are going through right now, once you notice that your kid is stressed, how do you fix that when your family stress is not going to go down?
Right. I mean, the thing to look for, they always say, is a change. So if your child is exuberant and becomes quiet, if they are, kind of even-keeled and become hot-tempered. But when you're dealing with long-time stress, you're not necessarily going to see a change. Mm-hmm. It may have happened
right.
A long time ago. The answer always seems to come down to talk to your kids. It sounds simplistic, and it sounds like a little pat on the head, But if you're constantly talking and, most importantly, giving them permission to talk, and the corollary to that, listening.
All right. Well,
that
then,
is what everyone keeps telling us.
Well, let's take that directly to Lucien Bouc. I mean, this is a tangible issue in your family. The research shows that parents have maybe a different assessment of where stress is for their kids. How do you manage that? And is it a simple pat on the head to give permissions to kids to keep talking? Is that something that you have to live with?
Well, yes. I can speak from personal experience because my husband left for a 6-month deployment to Afghanistan on February 15th. And our son, who was normally, he has some issues. He has ADHD. However, there was this distinct change in his behavior. My husband left at 2:00 in the morning on February 15th, and that afternoon I got a call from the principal that he had an altercation on the playground and had had a meltdown, pretty much. So that was immediate. I mean, that was immediate for me. And yes, you need to talk to your children. You need to try to take care of their fears and let them, give them permission to talk. I totally agree with that. And it's a difficult situation. It's a difficult situation when you're going through multiple deployments like
right.
that, because there's never a chance to really recoup. You're always kind of under stress.
So Angela Huebner, associate professor of marriage and family at Virginia Tech, I mean, it's fine to say talk to your kids, but if you're already over in Afghanistan, how do you do that?
Right. Well, you know, it's interesting. Some of the stuff you're talking about, we've looked at in military kids and actually talked to them. And first, I want to say that the findings that we found definitely echo exactly what you're saying about parents don't necessarily recognize. Kids in our studies would say, I'm having a really hard time, and we'd ask the parent, and these are military kids, and they would say, no, I think they're fine.
Huh.
So I think the communication is important, but I think first it's important to have the parent take care of themselves, because we're
right.
assuming that, you know, that everybody in the family is functioning well, and that's not the case necessarily. So talking before the deployment, having a good family environment before something bad happens is the best antidote.
Yeah, well, let's carry this conversation on to our website at thetakeaway.org. Thanks so much to Angela Huebner, Associate Professor of Marriage and Family at Virginia Tech, Lucien Bouc, who is a mobilization specialist at Fort Polk's Family Readiness Center, and Lisa Belkin, thanks as always, writes the family and parenting blog Motherload for the New York Times.